How to track a GMB location and knowledge graph in the PageScope for SEO. Summary: this article will outline how you can find URLs for use in the mobile Moxie PageScope to track changes Google My Business, GMB, results from Google Map Packs, with G.co or G.page URLs, and how you can track knowledge graph with G.co URLs. Here are the links if you want to skip directly to one of those options. How to get static G.page URLs for Google My Business profiles for companies you manage in GMB. How to get static G.co URLs for GMB profiles for any company, even if you don't manage them. How to get static G.co URLs for knowledge graph. Basics of using URLs in the PageScope. Many people simply use the PageScope to identify and track changes to their landing pages, but it is great for way more than that. It can auto-capture screenshots and parse data from most pages on the web, especially normal HTML plus JavaScript pages. URLs that will work include most HTML plus JavaScript landing pages. From Google Knowledge Graph, Google My Business and other Google properties. From Google My Business and other Google properties. In some cases, the PageScope will struggle with app and OS redirects as well as some types of heavy JavaScript. We are working on improving this, but for now, there are a few limitations. URLs that won't work include JavaScript or HTML plus JavaScript that uses excessively heavy or complex JavaScript and/or excessive redirects. From Google Maps, 1s0x8945 1ab5034cb7ab:0xb600ict3df7aka4d, from Google Maps. Google Maps. How to get static GMB profile URLs, option 1 g.page. If you manage the business that you want to track in the PageScope, then the best way to track it is with a g.page URL, which you can easily get from the Google My Business Management utility. Here are instructions for finding the URLs for your business. The easiest way to get a g.page URL for a business location is directly from the Google My Business Management page. Simply log into your GMB account. Follow this link, and click Sign in the upper right-hand corner, or click either of the Manage Now buttons, if you are already logged. Log into Google My Business. Next, find the business location that you want to test in the PageScope. If you only have one location, this will be easy. If you have many, just pick one for now, and click into the business profile. For this demo, we clicked on the Mobile Moxie location, as you can see below. Cindy Crum, Knowledge Graph Static URL. Finally, make sure you are on the Home tab of the profile. Scroll down to where it says View on Maps, View on Search or Share your business profile. Sometimes this is on the left, and sometimes this is on the right. Click Share Your Business Profile apostrophe dot static URLs for Google My Business Profiles, GMB. Click and copy the g.page URL that comes up in the modal. This is the URL that you will use to track this business in the PageScope. Go back to the PageScope dashboard, and add this URL. With this, the PageScope will be able to capture an image of exactly how the GMB result looks in search, either daily, weekly, or monthly, whichever you choose, so that you can compare changes over time side by side, and see when things go live. GMB Profile Share Link Modal, Google My Business. If you still need help, here's a quick video that you can watch to find out how to get the GMB link for your business out of Google My Business. How to get static GMB profile URLs, option 2, g.co. There are two types of Google My Business URLs that the PageScope can track, g.co URLs and g.page URLs. The g.page URLs are great if you manage the GMB property that you want to track, but if you don't, you can still track the profile with a g.co URL. These are just a bit harder to get, but you can get a g.co URL for any business that is in Google My Business, so it is a great way to track competitors. The other benefit is that you can track these for the branded map packs as a whole, or just an individual location. Here are instructions for finding the g.co URL for any business. Start by using Chrome to search for the brand that you want to track in Google. In this example, we are searching for naturalgrocers.gmb knowledge graph. Now, You can open Google Developer Tools by clicking the triple dot menu in the upper right-hand corner. Click More Tools and then Developer Tools apostrophe dot open Chrome Dev Tools from a SERP. Next, simply switch to Responsive View in Developer Tools, and use the upper left-hand menu to choose a Pixel 2 XL. There may be other phones that work but not all of them do, so we recommend just using this one, then click the Browser Refresh button. Mobile Chrome Dev Tools for GMB. Now, you just need to find the triangular share button in the right-hand corner of the GMB listing, click that. Find static GMB URL for any company, share link. A modal will come up, and from there, simply click the g.co URL to copy it. This will be the URL that you use to track in the Pagescope. Find static GMB URL for any company, static URL. If you still need more help, here is a video that will walk you through the process of getting a GMB link for any property, even if you don't manage it. How to get your knowledge graph URL. More and more SEOs are learning that there are things in the knowledge graph that they can influence, and thus, should be tracking. The Mobile Moxie Pagescope will let you capture exactly what your knowledge graph looks like, and see changes over time. All you need is to get the URL from the knowledge graph. Here is how you do that. Open Google and do a search to trigger the knowledge graph that you want. In this case, we will do one for Cindy Crum, the CEO of Mobile Moxie. It looks like this Cindy Crum, knowledge graph. Next, simply click the triangle share button next to the title of the knowledge graph. A modal will come up. Cindy Crum, knowledge graph share link. Simply click on the text in the share link section of the modal and it will be copied. Once you have done this, you can put the copied share link directly into the Pagescope. If you are a subscriber, this will let you track visual changes to the knowledge graph result over time, either on a daily, weekly or monthly basis. If you are not yet a Mobile Moxie Tool subscriber, you can still use our free mobile website test version of the Pagescope, which just shows you how the landing page, or in this case, the knowledge graph result looks right now. If you still need more instructions, here is a video that will walk you through the process of getting the static knowledge graph link,